Hi. So I have the headset on, it's just only about half an hour. Unless it's only about 5 minutes to get the microphone on there because I didn't plug it in all the way. So all you could do was and like silence and stuff. But I'm sorted now and about to start. So I've done the left corner, right? I've got the orange and I'm on the purple. I'm nearly done with the pink, not even purple, it's pink. And it's really therapeutic, to be honest. Like, I could sit here and do this for so long. My arms aren't even hurting. Like, my legs are because I'm sitting on the floor. And I can't sit on the floor. I am not meant to be sitting on the floor because I will end up, like, breaking a bone on the floor. Because even though I'm sat here doing nothing, my bones just ache. I was going to go live on YouTube, but I'm not going to because... if you understand, I was going to go live on YouTube and I thought, you know what, I just podcasted it because I'm just sat on the floor, like no one on YouTube wants to see that, but like no one on my podcast wants to hear about it. Anyway, I told you before I'd talk about Turkey, I've just remembered that, I told you I'd talk about Turkey, so I'm going to talk about Turkey for a bit. So, Turkey was good, not the best, I really enjoyed it. For the most part, and it was not on that anyone in Turkey, like it's nothing to do with anyone in Turkey, nothing to do with people who live in Turkey, it's just to do with my experience and who came with me, you know what I mean. So I'm going to tell you about this. So when on the first day when we got there, like the first night, because we got there in the night time, so we left the UK at 1. This is how fun it was. So, when we were in the airport and the whole time I was on the plane, I was looking at the time because my time didn't update until we got there. Right. Well, I don't think it updated until I got Wi-Fi actually. But it didn't update. No, until I took off airplane mode. So it updated when I got there. Also, I don't know how it worked. I forget what I've done. But when I got there, it was like, I think it was like 11 o'clock there. Right. Maybe, might have been. Maybe not, maybe 9. I'm not sure. Wait, we can work it out. Right. So, to get from the UK to Turkey, it takes 5 hours. I think Turkey is 3 hours ahead of the UK. So, I left at 1:15. So, anyway, let me get back to my actual points. So my actual point was, I was working out what people in the UK would be doing whilst I'm on my way. So, because I was working out with my school, so basically, when I was on the plane, yeah, I wouldn't even be able to tell you what time I got there now, because I got on the plane at 1:15, so we didn't leave for like another, like what, half an hour maybe, so I would not be able to tell you. So, on the plane, I loved it on the plane. I thought, I'm going to be here for ages, I'm going to get really uncomfortable, because sitting down for me, for ages, is really uncomfortable for me. So, I can't sit, like, in car rides, still, like, Wales by the time we're there, me legs are aching, my back's aching, I'm really uncomfortable, I just want to get out the car, great. That's fine on the way to Turkey. Like, I loved it on the way to Turkey. Which just reminded me of the story time on the way back, which I will tell you about. So anyway, we get to Turkey. We are off the plane. We're trying to figure out where we're going. We go get our bags and stuff, but it was weird. Right, this is the thing. This is how weird. I can remember the airport. Right, so I can remember we get there. We are getting off the plane. We're off the plane. We are going back, like we're walking through the airports and stuff. And remember, it reminded me of Spain, because that's the only place I've been really, Spain, right? Outside the UK, Spain, that's where I've been, right? So, I'm like, right, I'm walking down, and the airport reminded me of Spain a bit, except for border control, I think it's called, you know, you show your passport. That didn't remind me of Spain, because when that, in the other airport, the queue for that was massive, but I think this queue was tiny. So, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we were the only plane there. And when I went to Spain, it was daytime when we got there, and sweaty. Like, this is the last time I went to Spain. I don't remember the first time I went to Spain. It was night when we got to Spain the first time as well. I remember the airport, I remember the hotel for Spain. That one was gorgeous. The first hotel I went to for Spain, absolutely gorgeous. I'd love to go back. Like, it was decorated really nice. The pool was nice. There was a spa and everything. And there was a spa shop as well, believe it or not. Like, there was a spa in the hotel, and if you also cross the street, there was a spa shop. Because, like, I think it both in Turkey and the first time in Spain, the hotel was down the street. Right, like, you just turned down, like, it was like the main street, and you turned around the corner and you were at the hotel. Right. The second time I went to Spain, it was just at the top of a hill by itself. And I hated to I didn't mind the second time going to Spain, but, the hotel room flooded and we had to move. So basically. And there was a dinghy in the pool. What are they called? Cockroach. There was a cockroach in the pool. Was it a cockroach? Yeah, the big ones, yeah. One of them was in the pool, and I wanted to swim, so I had to use my sandal. It was like slides. Slides, right? I had to use a slide and get this big cockroach out the pool because I wanted to swim, and I went swimming in the same pool as a cockroach. So the cockroach had to get out. So, basically, after that, I'm back to Spain. So, anyway, we found our way to our transport and stuff. It weren't just us in the transport. Like, there was more than us. So, we knew him. It weren't just going to be, right, we're just going to drive and drop us. He's not going to just drive and drop us off. We're going to have to go and drop loads of people off. Shit. So, the first person we dropped off booked an Airbnb, like, we just knew it was a B&B, right? Or he was staying at a friend's house, but I feel like if it was at a friend's house, you wouldn't get transport, would you? Get your friends pick you up. So, probably an Airbnb, right? And the way we knew it, right, was because we went at a hotel. We just pulled up at a house, and he was like, okay, try. Like, it was weird. Anyway, what else? After that, we went to another hotel. I've got pictures of this. If you see on my Instagram, there's a picture of the, like, something dog away or something. Right. That was a hotel we dropped someone off at. That way we were staying or anything. We're on this, like, little coach until, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. And we went, I don't think we were tired, I don't think anyone was tired really, because it went late for us, you know what I mean? So we get to the hotel, and we are starving, because we hadn't ate. And for some reason, none of us thought, why don't we get food in the airport, and take it on the plane with us, get like hot food, take it on the plane with us, and then obviously get food on the plane as well, but also buy snacks in the airport for the hotel because we're going to get there late, or the car ride there, because we never had anything for the car ride there. We had a tub of Pringles, like a small tub of Pringles. So anyway, we're in the hotel and we asked them, have you got any food? And this really kind man, right? Who kind of looked like Benji Kroll, I'm not going to lie. I think it was Benji Kroll. Was it Benji Kroll I was thinking of? I don't know if it was Benji Kroll. Right. But this really nice man brings us up a tray of food. And when I tell you, it was salad. It was salad and some, like, red thing. I don't know. It was plated for us, right? So we had no option, but it was, like, leftovers. So, you know, but we were hungry. So I was eating a bit of cucumber. I was not trying that, red stuff. I have no clue. I think it was like radish or something. No, it weren't radish, was it? What was it? It was something red. Weren't salsa. It was like, I don't know what it was. Right. So we had that. And we were like, me was like, oh, why couldn't they just bring us a kebab? Because that's what we went to take for, kebabs. Not gonna lie, I'm not even gonna, like, I'm not even messing. We're going for kebabs. So, anyway, I couldn't sleep that night. I remember, I couldn't sleep because I wasn't tired. Every night I went to sleep late, by the way, like, every single night I was asleep late. The day that I went to sleep early, like, the night I went to sleep early was the night we were coming back, and then when I got home, I was jet lagged. So, go me. Basically, I think at this time as well, I don't think Taylor Swift was touring at this time, so I don't think she was like fine anyway when we were on holiday, so that's cool. I don't remember when the air saw stuff for it, but yeah. And I'll get to that in a minute. So while we're there, we'd booked on to do some like weird experience things, like go on a pirate ship and go on, what else was it on? Go on like a little adventure. Right. So we booked onto that. And the two people, me, sister and her boyfriend, booked back off it. Like they were like, oh, we don't really want to do that, you know what I mean? We don't want to spend all our money on that, we want to go and do other stuff. So they book off it. Then my mum goes, to be honest, I don't really want to go on it either. And it was just me and my granddad, and I won't say anything, really. I will not say a single thing. And I'm like, sat there thinking, I don't even want to go. Why is me and me going now? Like, I don't even want to go. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my god. And I can't say anything, so I'm like, ugh. And then my granddad, bless him, was dead excited to go. And then he woke me up at 7 o'clock the next day, because it was literally the day after we booked. And he woke me up, I was like, I don't want to go. And then my mum went instead. And yeah, and when she came back, she went, you wouldn't have even liked that. Like, she was in the mood with me, and then came back and went, you wouldn't have even liked that, by the way. And I was like, I know, I wouldn't have liked it. And then she was asking me, are you going to the pirate ship? Like, this was for days. She was asking me, are you going to the pirate ship? And I was like, no, I don't want to. And then she did it, and then I did end up going, but she ended up booking on that as well. Like, they booked on an extra ticket, but drama kicked off these days. There's been like everything kicked off. So me sister and her boyfriend were there, right? And my sister's boyfriend just caused a lot of trouble, right? Like, he was calling me on all sorts and everything, so you know, so that's why I ended up booking onto the pirate ship. And basically what's it called, basically? I don't remember. So then I loved it, really, and the food was nice. On the first day, like the first day we had the food, like the breakfast, I didn't eat that day for breakfast, right? Because I didn't like the breakfast, really. Like, I did not like the breakfast stuff. Like, it was like bread and croissants and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what, I'm not in the mood for that. And for the cereal, I don't even know what the cereal was. And for I just didn't like it, right? The only reason I was actually there, by the way, was for the pool, because I wanted to go swimming in the pool. Pool was shut the whole week. because what I was thinking is, right, in Turkey in summer, you can only go out until a certain time, or like the sun, because like the sun gets really hot, so you can only go out until a certain time in summer. So I thought, oh, the pool will be open all week, because they'll be all in the pool, because the sun's not getting too hot. I was wrong. You couldn't even go in the pool. I think we sat next to the pool. He's our dinner once. And I was like, I could have been in that. I could have been in that. Except for the fact that I could not, because it's shut. And yeah. And even from our hotel room, you could see the pool. And yeah. For the first night as well, I was in the living room had two beds in, like there was no couch, it was like living room, two beds, And there's no kitchen either. So you couldn't even bring anything back and cook it. Unfortunately, because I would love to bring, take, like, stuff back from the shop and, like, cook it. You know what I mean? So basically, so for the first few nights I was in the living room, right? And then, I was like, you know what, I want to sleep in the bedroom instead, because it was a double bed, and I was like to my grandma, do you want to sleep in the living room, and I'll sleep in the bedroom, and he was like, yeah, go on. So my sister and boyfriend were sharing like a little couch bed, because it was comfy apparently. And I was in the double bed. Like, I was in the double bed by myself, and I loved it. Like, I was just sat there with my phone on charge next to me, like, my old phone, my Samsung that I use off my nan. But, yeah. And then, what else? And then, thingy. So anyway, on the way home, on the way there as well, I just need to say, on the way there we passed a car. I think we drove past the hotel, by the way, on the way to go and drop other people off. Like, we couldn't even look on Apple Maps or anything because our phones did not work. And because we never paid for roaming. This is funny. You have to pay for roaming before you roam. Right? Or when you have internet, when you're roaming. And I was like, you know what? If I have money in my bank, I'm going to pay for a week of roaming. Just so I can chill and use my phone, my bros, and stuff. Because at least if we pay for one person, me, if we get stuck anywhere, I can ring people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could ring my mum and be like if we separated, I could ring my mum. I don't know. You could only ring on WhatsApp. Like, we could only answer calls on WhatsApp because the phone wouldn't come through. And thingy. Yeah, so anyway, I was like, I need Roman, because I can't be sat here without my phone, right? Because I'm phone addicted, and I was doing loads on my phone anyway. Like, I just wanted to sit and, I just wanted to use YouTube. You know what I mean? I just wanted to use YouTube when we were out. Like, I took a pair of headphones with me. Oh, no, never. I left my headphones in the hotel. And I was like, I just want to watch TikTok because I can do that on the beach. And I was like, just put music on, like, put your downloaded music on. And I was like, I don't want to put my downloaded music on, I want to watch TikTok. So, I ended up putting my downloaded music on. And I was like, playing the same parts of my playlist over and over again. Oh, and I was watching my downloaded Netflix shows, which the downloaded Netflix shows I took with me was Keeping Up the Kardashians, the Miranda Sings thing, what is it? Haze It Back Off, and the Reputation Stadium tour, because that was when you get took off Netflix, so I wanted to take it with me to be able to watch. In, was it even announced that it was getting took off Netflix? Like, when I was in Turkey, I don't remember. I don't actually remember, but I took it with me, and I didn't even end up watching the full thing until on the way back, and stuff. So yeah, and yes, our phones didn't work outside the hotel. Anyway, yeah, so. Was I even talking about? Oh yeah, so we were. That led onto that because I didn't know if I would see if we were driving past our hotel, right? But when we were driving to drop people off, we went past another van because we were in vans, right? I went past another one, and it was flipped on upside down, like. It was literally flipped upside down, and I was like, "Oh my god." That's weird. Is everyone okay? Because the van just, like, this, the van that we were in just drove past it, like, as if it was normal for that to happen, which I feel like it is normal for that to happen, because the amount of times we almost got run over in Turkey was weird. Right, so anyway, so by the way, when we were in Turkey, people were still in school, so, like, we went to Turkey from the 6th of December to the 13th, so we came back on Taylor's birthday. But yeah, on the last day, that's when the Eras tour went on to Amazon, and because I was in Turkey, I couldn't buy it, because I was going to buy it for the way home. to watch on the way home. But on the way home, I watched the Reputation tour, and then I was listening to music, and then anything else interesting happened in Turkey? Not that I can think of. But, you know. Right, this person was flirting with my sister, right? One of the people who worked behind the bar. I feel like he was flirting with all of us. Right, this is weird, right? I feel like he was flirting with all of us. I think he was a bit bendy. Like, I really do think he was, because, right, he was like, cutting up my sister's apple for her. I would go up to the bar and he would be like, flirting with me at the bar. Right, I don't mean like I was going to the bar for alcohol, I mean like I was going for a drink. Like, what if I wanted to get alcohol, you'd probably be able to give me it. You probably went, oh, here you go. Like, but like, yeah, I think he was flirting with us because we were from England. Like, I was like, oh my god. And, yeah. He was small as well, he was like a small man, and like, he was like, probably the same size as me, right, but that's small for me. Well, it's small if anyone else is the same size as me, I'm not small, but like, for his age, I feel like he's small, you know what I mean, which I don't even know his age, probably like 20, so on, right, and, anyway, yeah, so on the way home, I was watching Reputation Stadium Tour, and I got through it, and I put my playlist on and stuff, and, yeah, I kept looking around because how long was the Reputation tour? I think it was like 3 hours, maybe two actually. I'm not sure. Oh yeah, it was three. I think it took me 3 hours to watch it, because I might have stopped as well if it went 3 hours. But it definitely took me like 3 hours to watch. Even if the thing went actually 3 hours, it took me 3 hours to watch, because I remember sitting trying to pass the other 2 hours to get home, because yeah. So, at that point, we were all looking around, right? I'm trying to get it in like the way, in a way where it's not weird. We were all looking around because one of the flight attendants had put an announcement through. Hi, basically, we're just letting everyone know that there's a pack of ciggies, or like a box of ciggies or something, missing from Juicy Free, because they sell Juicy Free on the airplanes. So like, there's a box of cigarettes missing from the Juicy Free. We just want to let you know, if you have took it, just give it back. Nothing will be said. Nothing else will happen. If you don't tell us, we're gonna have to get people searched, and you might all have to go through a bag search. Blah blah blah. So, yeah. So. Basically, the 2 hours passed, we've landed, police get on the plane, and they're going, right, everyone, keep your seatbelts on. Oh, by the way, I kept turning around to the people behind me, oh, this man, he was Turkish, right, this man, he was holding his baby in his arms, and I was like, oh, like, I kept looking, and I was like, oh, and I was like, and I had songs going through my head as well, so I had my AirPods in, I had my headphones in. And I had a song going through my head. And I'd turn around to look around, and I'd make eye contact with the man, and I'd be like singing. And I'd be singing quietly. I'd be like, what song was going on? I'm trying to think. Probably I Don't Want to Live Forever, being mad. Or The Archer. I might be going, I've been The Archer. I went down to Lavender Haze. Right? I was at Lavender Haze from midnight. This was right the way down my playlist. Right? So I'm like, meet me at midnight. And I'm looking at this person, I'm going, meet me at midnight. And he's looking at me, giving me eye contact and everything, and smiling at me, and like, I'm like, oh. And he was quite fit, not gonna lie. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll have a bit of him. Even though he had a kid. Anyway, so, basically, they've done the announcements, we land, the police are on, and they're going, right, no one take your seatbelt off, no one at all. My seatbelt's already off, by the way. And I, oh, and then put my seatbelt. They went, put your seatbelt. Oh, no, they said, keep your seatbelts on and sit down. Do they want to keep our seatbelts on? Or did they say seatbelts on? I don't know. They might just say keep sitting down. I don't know. They might just say keep sitting down. Maybe, I don't know, but I think the seatbelt time was on. I'm not sure. So, this man, I don't know where he was from. I think he was Turkish. I'm not sure. I dropped it, by the way. and he was getting searched, and he was arguing with the police and everything, and he got took out and put in the car, and then someone else stood up and was I think one of his family members stood up and was like talking as well, and then something happened, and then we were sat on the plane for another half an hour. By the way, our phones worked. So we were fine. So I was on my phone really, but I was also paying attention to it. And also I just wanna say as well, so you know in the St. John's Airport race, if you've ever been there, right? St. John's Airport in Speak race. We weren't at like a runway. We weren't like at like a terminal thing, right? We were in the middle of nowhere. Right? Like we were far away from the airport. Like we could see cars, like we were next to a car park. Like that's where we were. At the very back of the airport, at the very back of the plot, like where they were. Right? So the police drove down here and stuff. And I was just trying to hook up with the person behind me, obviously. And in like the nicest way, like sing a song to him. And the people arguing with police and everything, and they got at the end of it. I don't know if the other one got took off, right? But something happened, and eventually we got off, went through border control, got in the taxi. Me and my mum and my granddad got in the taxi, and my sister and her boyfriend got in my sister's boyfriend's dad's car. So yeah, and we got in the taxi and came home, and my nan was looking after our house, but she weren't here when we got back, obviously, because it was like 11 o'clock that we got back at night. So we got home, saw the dog, I saw the cat, I think I ended up letting the cat, because the cat sleeps out, right, because, I don't know, ask my mum, she puts it out. So I think I let the cat sleep in that night, right, with me, because I was like, oh my god, I haven't seen you for a week, and I missed it, I did miss the cat, I love the cat. So anyway, what was I saying? So basically, the next day, I couldn't believe we were back, you know. And when we were gone, my nan decorated the Christmas tree, for as my Christmas tree was already up. And my nan decorated the Christmas trees for downstairs, and it was really nice that this year, like, I loved it, so, yeah. And that's me tale from Tokyo, it's kind of then Turkey. I also, when I was gone, I got my mate a laser, because she asked me for a laser, right. So I had to get her, because I'm really nice like that, I got her a laser. And first thing she done to it with it when I gave it to her was turn around and shine it into someone's house. So, you know. I was like, Missy, you're going to blind someone there, girl. And I went, the one thing, no, do not. I was like, do not shine it up. Because I watched a TikTok about it. Because I had to watch TikToks about it. Because I got myself one as well. And so I had to watch TikToks about it as well, like the lasers. And I learned, do not shine them up. And I was like, Macy, do not shine it up. Watch TikTok videos about it as well. Just to make sure, like, just so that you know what you're doing and stuff. Right? And she was like, okay. And then I was like, do not shine it up though, because if a plane flies over and you shine up, you can blind the driver, and you will end up crashing the plane. So you could cause a plane crash. Like it's with some lasers that are strung and abandoned in some places. And I went, also, if you take it to school, do not get it out, because Mr. Critchley will take it off. Yeah. So, yeah. And then she decided to pull a joke on me next day, because I was off until January. After that, I stayed off after the holiday. And got a fine. And yeah, she pulled a trick on me. She went, Mr. Richards took it off me, and I went, no he hasn't. I went, has he actually? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, no, he hasn't. He hadn't, thank God. But like, yeah. I think I paid about £2 for that, by the way, like them lasers. Oh no, I got some for free. So because I'm a professional robber. We did rob a bit from one of the shops in City, sorry. Basically does it, he was try. We really wanted, you know, the electric lasers that were not lasers. Lasers that were all over TikTok. Me and my mum, we wanted it, but they looked shit. So we ain't gonna pay for it. Maybe he was. But he couldn't get it to work, bless him. And we were like, we're not paying for something that doesn't work. So we did rub it, and it does work. So, yeah. So. Anyway. We took it. Shoved it in my bag. With a spoon. With a spoon. Yeah, because we had a spoon. Like, we took a spoon as well. I don't know what else we took. Probably not an amount, but like. But like, me and mum was talking, and I was like, on the way back to the hotel, which was literally like across the road from me, I was like, we'd bought it, and I was like, I could have robbed that. Like, yeah. Anyway. And, oh, bless him, the man was giving us presents. They give you free stuff in Turkey, by the way. Like, they give you presents, and they also call you sexy boys, because in the market, which was only like a little like half an hour walk maybe from the hotel, not even the market, the town it was. Oh my god, I loved it in the town. There was a Mackey's, there was loads of Burger Kings. I think it was like, I don't remember if there was a KFC, but I think there was. But yeah. And not long before I went, someone in my nerve went, and she was in the hotel around the corner from my hotel. So I was like asking her if it was good and all that. I don't know if she went to town, but there was a shop called Amber, and I have a mate called Amber, so you know, like, you know what I mean? And what else? I can't think of anything else, but yeah. If you don't know, by the way, I think I talked about this earlier, but when a podcast goes up now on Spotify, the audio also goes up on YouTube. It goes up by itself automatically. I don't know how long after, but it does go up eventually. So if you want to listen to the podcast, you can listen to it on YouTube now, which is cool, because yeah, I'm currently on the number 3 on the error store thing. I'm on the number 3 left corner, bottom corner. Like, I'm almost done though, the bottom corner. I'm actually really bored, but I don't want to finish it. Like, I don't want to like stop it. I want to continue on for ages. What time is it now? It's 10 to 12, and everyone's going to sleep. So I have no one to talk to either, so go me.
Goodbye, you were bigger than the whole sky. In just a short time, and I've got a lot to say. I've never caught on me. What could have been, what been, should have been you. What could have been, what been you. Goodbye, you were bigger than the whole sky. You were more than just a short time.
You went? Oh, just parked the car in the on the top of Western Avenue, and a black and white cat with a royal blue diamond studded collar came up crying, gave it a stroke, and it looked totally lost. It'll miss in the cost of this description. Oh. Goodbye. I've got a lot to do. I'm never gonna be. Could've been, would've been, or should've been you. I'm just like taking a break at the minute. I might go live on YouTube. Yeah, I will go live on YouTube. Bye. Bye, guys.